Welcome to The Vocalist Magazine Presents. I'm your host, Anna. Today I'll be speaking with a very unique five-person folk trad band that incorporates elements of pop, jazz, rock, and traditional Quebecois music in their sound. Coming from musical families, each of the members is multi-instrumental, and they performed in Europe, the United States, and all over Canada. Meet Les Poules à Colin.
Playing music at Cégep, jazz, pop music, and for me, I never played folk music before that. And we saw a young band playing there at the festival, and we were like, oh, we could do that. So we called Colin and Bea, we're on tour with our parents, and we said, hey, do you want to do a band, a trad band? And they said, yeah, why not? And that's it.
You guys are all friends, and your friendship kind of goes way back because you knew each other as children, right?
Most of us as children. So me and Colin kind of met and grew up in playing music with our parents in a band called Dents de Lion. But Marie and Colin are sisters and brothers, so I guess they know each other for probably forever. But we all met through our parents who were friends as well and playing music.
Yeah, it's kind of the thing where you know, our parents would hang out together in parties because we were the only kid options to hang out. But then we ended up being good friends as well, too. I mean, like, it just so happens that we're everybody's sons and daughters. But then here we are being friends without our parents again.
And was it your families that influenced you, your pursuit of the folk trad genre?
Yeah, definitely, because if they weren't there, we might not have played traditional music. It wasn't necessarily a conscious thing where we were saying, let's pursue our parents' legacy of music and, you know, go into traditional. It's just, it felt natural and logical to do it that way because we were playing a bunch of traditional already and we knew a bunch of people in the, you know, we knew where to go to play some shows, you know. It is important to keep it alive, too. I mean, keep the tradition going. And so that's also, I guess, part of it. But it wasn't necessarily a conscious thing related to our parents. But of course, they have something to do with it.
And the first time that you did perform all together, did it kind of click and you noticed that you just all fit together?
Pretty sure.
I guess, yeah. We never had trouble connecting, I guess. We're always arranging all the tunes all together. So that really helps as far as everybody knowing what's up with the arrangements and stuff. But also, it was already good, but it gets better and better, obviously. So it's nothing like it's right now.
I think our friendship also I feel really cheesy saying this, but I guess it's growing stronger as well as the same time as our music is, I think. I think it works together, and but which is a good thing. I think people can notice that we're very good friends, and it just feels like we're family as well. So.
Well, it's not every day that you see a band with four women playing instruments as well. That's a rarity in traditional and folk and world, and it's a rarity almost in every field of music. So I like that aspect too. It's a little bit of a feminist thing going on, although Colin is just fantastic, you know, and it's fun. They have a great vibe.
And so I have to ask, Les Poules à Colin, who came up with the name?
I think it's me. it was a joke at first, and we found it really funny, but
So there's a song in Quebec made popular by La Botte Insouriante. It was called La Poule La Colin, and that's why it's a joke.
So it was a play on word.
Yeah.
We stick with it because the band wasn't started yet, but we already had a name for fun.
We didn't know that 5 years later we'll do that. So people just thought, oh, Les Poules La Colin, we've heard about that. And we were like, oh, yeah. And it just became the name.
And it was too late.
People were saying it already. And yeah. But it's really a reference to the song La Poule La Colin.
It just happened that we had one Colin and four girls. So it kind of was made, I guess, for us. No.
It's funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, La Poule La Colin.
Thank you.
Actually, all of the French songs are traditional, so we don't write any of those lyrics. It's Sarah is the master of the archives, and she finds really, really good songs. And that part of lyrics we don't compose, but there are stories. And usually they're pretty funny, kind of ridiculous stories because they're super old and not very accurate anymore. But there is the title track of our newest album, yeah, Synced Waves. That is a composition. It wasn't intended for this band, actually. They kind of forced me to bring it out. But yeah, in my darker moments, I sometimes write songs, and it doesn't happen a lot. But we're working on that. I think just to have an electric bass and to have keyboards, and Sarah can pretty much find any sound that she wants. And we have all these fancy pedals. I think that part of our sort of electronic part of us in the band is kind of maybe taking us a bit away from the typical traditional band from Quebec. We have fun finding sounds that sound different than, so bringing the acoustic part of our band kind of to another level and just finding interesting sounds.
So it's fairly simple, actually. It's just two pieces of wood. So both are 3/4 inch thick, and they're pressed wood. And I just taped them together, put 5 pieces, you know, rolled around, and then taped it. And I used this mic on top of it, and that's about it. Actually, it's all there is to it. And it's just leather bottom shoes, and they're all destroyed because I had them for a long time.
I mean, as far as us sounding like ourselves, we don't really have to try because we were ourselves. So we just play, and whatever everybody comes up with in their head is what the band sounds like. So that's, and also the fact that we always arrange all together. It's never like a tune is gonna sound like that and then the other tune's gonna sound completely different, because it's always the 5 same brains working together.
And so if we were to stereotype each of you, I get the feeling that Colin is gonna be the joker, Sarah maybe the shy one, so what would your stereotypes be?
I'm the guy.
Mom, Marie's the mom?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well,
she
knows.
She works with the manager,
yeah,
too, so she's the responsible
I'm
one.
The person who knows things.
She knows things.
We always ask Marie, like,
and
where
me.
Do we go? What do we do?
Yeah, where are we? Yeah.
I guess I joke, but then also if we need to scream at somebody, that's my job.
Yeah.
But
and I'm,
it's
I'm
not
here.
Too often, luckily, because I don't like to do that.
Yeah.
So whenever there's complaining to do, I'm the one who's doing.
Yeah, send Colin.
Hey, monte à cinq les filles.
I think I'm the stressed one a bit.
I was going to say I didn't want to insult you. But...
yeah, but it goes better and better with the age. But yeah, I was really stressed before. Now I'm trying to calm down. And Bea is just a relaxed one, seriously. Yeah.
I'm the funny one.
We're all the funny ones.
We're all the funny ones.
We all think that we're funny, but that's a big problem in our
and
band.
I really think. But we all think we're funny for certain reasons, but we actually are for different reasons.
Yeah.
So we're funny in the end.
Touché.
So guys, ultimately, what do you want people to take away from your music?
Well, I think we want people to have a good time. I think we have an amazing time on stage and have lots of fun and love playing shows with lots of people and in festivals. And so I think that's mostly what we want people to remember of Lipurakane. I think it's also good to know that people are listening to us, like, all around the world. I think that this is a very good feeling to, when someone tells us, oh, I listen to your CD a lot, it feels really good to know that our music is actually traveling and that people are actually listening to it.
So what are some of the challenges that you've encountered?
Just the industry is a huge challenge. In Quebec, like we mentioned, how small the world, the music world, and especially Quebecois traditional music is, and like the music industry in general is kind of a challenge because there's not enough opportunities to play for the number of musicians that there are. There's just so many amazing, talented musicians and bands that it's hard to think that our band could make it because there are so many amazing bands that don't make it at all. So I think that's a big challenge.
The challenge as a group for everybody that plays music is to stick together over the years. And I guess there was a dark time where we didn't see each other as much, and I had my project, everybody else has their own project, and we didn't do so much things that year, but we all just went back to it, and now we're just always together. And so I guess this is a challenge to not just stop making music, but I guess we're okay. So that's a good thing.
So what's the biggest piece of advice you would have for musicians aspiring in the folk genre?
I guess just to do your own thing and to not to try to be someone else, because there's the folk scene is very, very big, and especially in Canada and in the States. A big thing that we notice is that there's a lot of people that are trying to sound like whoever the big star is. If I say you have to try to find your sound, that's like a really hard advice because you don't really know when you found it, right? But it's at least believe that you will find something that'll make you different than the other people.
Just by their wonderfulness, they are, it's like they're promoting themselves, you know, just by being who they are. It makes my job so easy.
We started the band based on the fact that we're friends, and it's been 6 years and we're still together, so I guess that's a good way to do it, is to start bands with people that you know you'll get along with.
We are so funny.
We're just incredible people.
So 5, 10 years down the road, what do you hope to have accomplished by then? What else do you hope that you will be able to do?
We want to be on tour.
Yeah.
All the time.
Hopefully full-time musicians would be awesome.
Hopefully within the next 10 years, 4 more albums at least.
Yeah. A house together.
A house together? That's
no
one of
children.
The
no boyfriend. No.
A goal would be to be still a band in 10 years.
Exactly.
That'd be amazing. So hopefully touring, yes. Making a good living.
Visit cool places and making some music.
Awesome, guys. Well, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you and hearing you perform. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Merci beaucoup.